fortress of freedom in the heart of forgotten America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. For Friday, May 31st, 2019, here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a professor that has called nine elections in a row correctly says all money is on Donald Trump to win again in 2020 unless the Democrats do this one very big thing. What is it? I'm not telling you right now. Number two, President Trump says he had no choice but to place new tariffs on Mexico to help the nation's attention and force them to deal with collapsing security at the southern border. At just one spot yesterday, more than 1,000 people caught. One spot, one moment in time, more than 1,000 illegals caught in one place. Unbelievable. And number one, Attorney General William Barr says Bob Mueller could have reached a conclusion in his 448-page report when it comes to obstruction of justice, and he failed to do so. William Barr, in effect, calling out Bob Mueller, who went out a couple of days ago, as you know, and spoke to the media for the first time, the only time really in the last 2 years, about the investigation into Russian meddling in the United States elections and, of course, the behavior of then-candidate Donald Trump, the people around him and his staff during the election process, during the transition process, and then as his time in the White House. Of course, the 448-page report said there was no evidence, not insufficient evidence, no evidence that any U.S. person was involved with the Russians in any way, knowingly or unknowingly. And that was all in Bob Mueller's report, which he said to the people listening that his report would be his testimony, in fact, because he has this arrogance about him now that he doesn't need to testify. It's like he's Moses on the mountain. I have spoken. You must take it on faith. Really, Bob? Settle down. If we want to call you to Capitol Hill, which, by the way, Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer and others are considering right now, then they intend to call him. But I am Bob Mueller. Nobody cares. You've contradicted yourself in a couple of ways, and you've laid it out there in such a way that it's confusing. Bob Mueller, your job was to give us clarity. Your job was to make it clear whether crimes had been committed, whether the president of the United States, duly elected to that job, had somehow crossed the line, worked with foreign adversaries to put their thumb on the scale of the election, and let us know what had happened. You didn't do that. $35 million, 19 prosecutors, 500 subpoenas, 40 FBI agents, and on and on and on. One thing we wanted, Bob, one thing, clarity. You failed. So if you get called to testify, deal with it. You're not some on high, legal priest. You're a special prosecutor, and you were paid by the United States government, my tax dollars, your responsibility to get up and talk if it's deemed necessary. Now, having said all that, Attorney General William Barr said the same thing, said Bob Mueller could certainly have reached a conclusion because as Barr says, it was he and Rod Rosenstein, the guy that selected Bob Mueller to be the special counsel, they arrived at the conclusion that there was no obstruction, that Bob Mueller had it right. There was no crime here. And Rod Rosenstein oversaw the entire process. He's very well acquainted with it. He knows what went on, or in this case, what didn't go on. But appearing for the very first time, William Barr was on CBS News. And he says, despite what Mueller has said this week, his conclusion is wrong. And he should have come to a conclusion on obstruction. Listen to this. It's bite number one.
He analyzed 11 instances where there were possible obstruction and then said that he really couldn't make a decision. Do you agree with that interpretation?
I personally felt he could have reached a decision.
In your view, he could have reached a conclusion.
Right. He could have reached a conclusion. The opinion says you cannot indict a president while he's in office, but he could have reached a decision as to whether it was criminal activity. But he had his reasons for not doing it, which he explained, and I'm not going to, argue about those reasons. But when he didn't make a decision, the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, and I felt it was necessary for us, as the heads of the department, to reach that decision.
Well, I mean, he seemed to suggest yesterday that there was another venue for this, and that was Congress.
Well, I'm not sure what he was suggesting, but, the Department of Justice doesn't use our powers of investigating crimes as an adjunct to Congress.
We're not here to investigate for Congress. Our job is to investigate and to come to conclusions. That's what William Barr is saying there, and he's right about that. Bob Mueller failed, plain and simple, in his job to arrive at a conclusion. And so now the Democrats running around in full-on apoplectic mode. We must go now. Bob De Niro, you know, who spends his life playing make-believe, and I love his movies, don't get me wrong, but Bob De Niro's out there. We must prosecute him now. And please, please do. Take a moment and please consider the idea of impeachment a little more seriously, because I, for one, am all for it. First of all, it's great for business here. And secondly, it will be great for the president of the United States to be reelected in 2020. Because it will show that the Democrats really have no idea how damaging that is and how far off base they are and how far out of touch they really are with people who live in places like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, the backbone of the nation, the backbone of forgotten America that sent this president to the White House. Democrats still have no idea what is wrong and how they are disconnected. You know, they've set their convention to be in Milwaukee next summer. I mean, I thought that was a step in the right direction, really getting a handle on where they're going as a party, have to reconnect with the working class people in the heart of America, in the upper Midwest, in the Great Lakes states. And instead, you see them running around talking about impeachment. So you look at somebody like Alyssa Slotkin from Michigan's 8th Congressional District, my member of Congress, won barely. A very tight race over an incumbent congressman, Mike Bishop, who had been here three or four terms as a Republican. It's a very tight district. If Alyssa Slotkin, in a very purple district, joins the impeachment movement, her chance of reelection goes down precipitously. And that's true for people all over this country, members of Congress all over this country. There are about 50 different seats in Congress right now that on any given day could go either way. And for the Democrats that picked up 40 seats, many of them like Alyssa Slotkin. It was a very specific candidate picked, had a background in government, a background in intelligence, appealed to a certain number of voters, and they put in specific kinds of candidates like Connor Lamb, Alyssa Slotkin, and the list goes on. But those members of Congress are very much in deep trouble if this impeachment conversation continues, because there are people here in my district, Democrats, who are clearly worn out, who don't believe the president has committed a crime, who believe following impeachment proceedings is a complete waste of time and resources, and would vote accordingly and would not support a presidential candidate nor members of Congress that would continue to waste your time and mine. That's a fact, and that's where we stand this Friday. So if you pursue impeachment, you do so at your own peril and the peril of the Democrat Party. You've been warned. It's 14 after. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. More after this.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.